Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Hello, welcome everyone. I'm Maria T. Finch. I'm an intuitive strategy guide, and I am thrilled to have Paulette here with me today. Paulette, welcome.
Hey, Maria. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to talk with you and your audience. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you. So to start out, tell us a bit about you.
Okay. First of all, my name is Paulette. And the very serious version of what I do is I'm an accountability and community specialist. I'm location independent, and I offer a supportive community, accountability, productivity, peer support for women solopreneurs or women who are thinking. The fun description is I'm a cafe aficionado, a midlife maverick, and global galvanizer of women solopreneurs. So with a focus on accountability and, yeah.
I like that. That's wonderful. Those are two great descriptions. So tell us about a time in your life when you experienced just a whole lot of mind cluck. I mean, I know we experience it every day, but tell us about a time when you were really overwhelmed by mind cluck.
Okay. Oh, that is so easy. Like, I deal with mind cluck almost every day, but it really became apparent about 10 years ago when I left corporate. I was in an IT position, and I was an IT lead, and I just got being so pulled to starting my own business. I had a couple of businesses before. I was in real estate. Had my own independent cafe, and this time I went, and I wasn't quite sure what it is that I wanted to do, but I was pulled so, it was so deep within me that I didn't feel like I had, I couldn't say no to it. So I started, and then it's like I would get up and I would start working, and then what kicks in is, you know, the mindset. And the hardest thing so far from what I can tell from all the women that I've networked with and met over the years, is that if you're coming from a corporate position into solopreneur, the hardest thing is dealing with mindset and having a community around you. Because at work, you have a community. You have that repartee with, you know, fellow co-workers, and you can go for a coffee break. But as a solopreneur working home, you don't have that. So just out of a need to find a community, I started a meetup networking in-person group for women solopreneurs. So within and I didn't have an itinerary, but within a couple of days, there were 100 women who wanted to join my group. So I knew I was onto something. And then I started the in-person network. And so that helped. It was once a week. It helped. I started to meet other women. And as I noticed that gradually, a lot of the women were coming not so much because they wanted to network. They came because they had their own successful businesses, referrals coming in. They needed some companionship. They needed a community of women who understood them.
Yeah. So what was going on in your mind when you were making this transition? Like, what were the challenges that you faced personally about, you know, can I really do this? Did you have imposter syndrome? Did you have any of these kinds of things going on where you're like, oh my gosh, am I on the right path? And so first question is, was your mind attacking you in that way at all?
Oh, wow. Good question. So in every which way, imposter syndrome, fear of being visible, not having a marketing background. So fear of, you know, being out there and saying anything that put me in the limelight. So I created a networking group where I showcased other women. So I gave them a platform to start their first a conversation, or I had gave them the opportunity to network. So we were all dealing with the same thing. And having that support community made it, like, really helped a lot.
So for you, the way that you found to silence your own mind clock was to find a community of people experiencing the same thing so that you guys could support each other.
Exactly.
Okay. And did you do anything personally? Like, did you do any kind of, you know, exercises or routines or whatever that helped you in your day-to-day as you were building this?
That actually started me on a road because I was meeting other women who were healers. And so I started to learn tools, and I tapped into tools that would help me, because even before every meeting, it's like, who am I? Like, I have to step in and be this host. Like, I don't have this background. Who am I? So tapping, EFT, like, I've been doing tapping for, I don't know, 20 years or something.
Tapping. Yeah. So for our audience who might not be familiar with tapping, can you just explain it?
Sure. You're tapping on what you're doing is you're tapping on your, oh my gosh, it's like your forehead, all the points where your nerves are. So it's kind of is the actual real definitions kind of escaped me at the moment.
That's okay.
And I'm so submitted, it's been like so automatic. But essentially, you're tapping on your forehead and you're declaring exactly, putting out into the world what it is that the trauma that you're dealing with, the mindset that you're dealing. And as you tap through the various points, various energy points, you could see that energy around what you're feeling, what you're thinking, really de-escalates a lot. So
can you give us an example of something, like an example of something that you're struggling with, and then what you would do while you were tapping, like what you would say and how you would be transforming that? Can you give us just a simple example?
Sure. It's okay. So money. I'm going to do it physically because it's easier.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And for people who are listening, you can watch the video on Facebook to see how Paulette actually does this. So go ahead, Paulette.
So you start off with a declarations type statement. I love and I forget. Here I am. I'm need more money. My income is a big concern for me, but I love and respect myself anyway. So you keep repeating that first several times, and then you move to the top of your head, the crown, and you tap and you say, you continue along that vein, making statements, I love and accept myself. And then to your there's seven tapping points. Okay. And to the inner eye, and then under the eye, and upper lip, chin, where your heart, your breast area. So you keep tapping until you can feel that energy come more into balance.
Okay. And so the goal is to be saying, I love and accept myself, you know, basically like where I am right now. Are, do you also put out a request sort of to the universe of like, I would like more income in this you example?
Can. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. There are tons of tapping and EFT for every kind of situation. So yeah. It's, and as you start to do it and you can start to feel how really good it feels, then you start to develop where you are at that moment. And one day it could be you're tapping about money, or in the afternoon you're tapping about a situation in your romantic life. Uh-huh. That you want to find a romantic partner, or you know, you're having a fight with your partner and you want to de-escalate that emotion so you can deal with it a little bit more calmly and, you know, just remove the trauma from the situation.
Uh-huh,
so,
And yeah. So you might tap multiple times a day on different topics.
I did. Absolutely. And, when I first started tapping, it was so impactful that I actually one time burst into tears. Uh-huh. And I'm not a person who cries. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, I just found myself with this release of this emotion.
Yeah.
And then another EFT tapper was born.
Yeah. You know, I have done tapping for a number of years as well, and it is incredibly powerful. And for everyone listening, we'll have links in the show notes about how to learn more about tapping. But thank you for sharing that. So what else, what other tools have you used as you were working on your own mind clock?
So tapping started my journey, and I also worked with an EFT coach.
Okay.
So that is one of the best investments that you can possibly make in yourself. One of my, actually, I have a couple that I can share is, I did it just before this program, actually, okay. Is... and I learned it from Sonia Chaquet. So essentially you stand up. You can stand. If not, you sit. But the important thing is that your back is straight so okay. that the energy flows and follows the chakras. Uh-huh. And you deep breathe on a count of four, hold for a count of four, and release on a count of four. Now, when you release me, you're going... Like you're really like you're loosening up your lips and you're letting like that burst of air go out.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you can do that four times. I usually do it until I start to yawn.
Interesting. Okay. I haven't heard that before. Yeah.
So different people get, it's kind of like meditation. People go into different reactions on meditating. For me, absolutely. I find that release feels amazing when I start to yawn. So that is one. And you can do that pretty much anywhere. Like I do it on a bus.
Right.
You know, and you can do it multiple times as often as you need to. So another one that I found several years ago that I do all the time is emotion code.
Okay. Tell us about that.
It's combined with muscle testing.
Okay.
And what this does is helps you to release trauma emotions that have created some kind of trauma and in your life and release past live trauma as well. And issues that your mother might have had in the birth control.
Oh,
and
interesting.
So it releases that because all of those traumas, you might have inherited them. You might have been exposed to them as a child and they're all energy sitting in your body.
Yes.
And they crop up at very inconvenient times.
Yes, that has definitely been my experience.
So, you know, it could be one minute you're sitting and you're working or you're totally happy. And that the next minute, boom.
Yeah.
You look up and everything's changed. So something has initiated and brought forward a past memory or past trauma. So there are traumas that you deal with like a heart wall. And the name of the book is The Emotion Code. And there's lots of videos. And he's actually, the author has actually released a new book called The Body Code. I haven't caught it yet, but it's definitely. So I've been doing that for several years and I'm still learning. I'm not I don't work with other people. I've worked with a couple of close friends. You can also use the emotion code on pets. And you can do a distance healing. When my mother was very ill last year, I would tap into her and help her, even though she didn't know. She wasn't totally aware, but I could see that there was slight improvement. So it could be a gradual progress. But anyway, it's my favorite.
Can you tell us a bit about muscle testing? Like, what is it? How do you do it?
So muscle testing is a way that your body, your subconscious, it gives you an answer. So there are many forms of muscle testing. There's like 7 or 8, and you can pick the one that works best for you. For me, it's my middle finger. And essentially what muscle testing is if you ask a question, it should be a yes or no question. So is my name Paulette? And then you press down, apply a gentle force, and you can get a yes, no, or you can get a negative answer. And it could be that, like if you're doing something like a sway test, if it's a positive, then you could sway forward. If it's a negative, you can go backwards. So you're standing still straight up, and whether you go forward or backward will give you the answer to your question. It's also useful for foods.
So
if you're allergic to food, you are allergic to, or helping you decide allergies or vitamins that you should or shouldn't take. So
interesting. So if you were to do, say, a sway test, so you're standing straight up, and then are you asking the question in your mind or do you ask it out loud? And is the idea that you're like casting the question into the universe and then the universe gives you a response by having you sway one way or another? Or how would you like take us through something?
Okay. So what you do is, emotion code is very useful for pain. There's a huge list of physical ailments that it can help you, because a lot of the time the ailments come from trauma in your body, incidents that have happened. And so you're actually talking to your subconscious. So I would say, dear subconscious, and I usually, let me step back. So I set an intention for what it is, just like a couple of seconds. I close my eyes.
Can you give an example? Just like give us a whole example?
Sure. So I start out and dear subconscious, what is stopping me from focusing this morning? What's stopping me or no, that's an open question. Sorry. Okay, so let's do something like, dear subconscious, I have a pain in my left leg. Okay. Is there a trapped emotion? Can I release a trapped emotion around that pain?
Uh-huh.
And then you get a yes or no indication.
Okay.
Then you go further. So there's actually a chart that works uh-huh. with this. It's called the emotion code chart.
Okay.
And it looks like that.
Okay.
But it takes you through a series, of where in your body that trauma or that emotion is sitting. And okay. What emotion is attached to that. So it could be, so let's say the emotion code is, it's got two columns, column A, okay. column B, and then uh-huh. it's got six rows. And okay. each one of those rows has some emotion tied to it. So let's say you're in column A, row one. So where that trauma sits in your body is in your heart or your small intestine.
Oh,
and the emotion that's attached to in column A could be abandonment, could be betrayal, could be forlorn, could be lost.
Okay.
So you, if you want, you can dig further into, is that a recent emotion? So did it uh-huh. happen in the last week? Uh-huh. Was I with somebody? Was it a family member who created that? You can ask, did I inherit that trapped emotion?
Ah, okay.
And you can ask, you can find out as well if you absorbed that trapped emotion from someone else.
Oh, that's interesting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're taking on someone else's anger right. or somebody else's, you know, whatever's happening with them.
Yes.
And then if it's a trapped emotion that is yours, that you go through and the magnetic field. So you start at your chin, you go backwards over your head and down your back. Uh-huh. And you do it three times. If you've inherited it, then you do that 10 times.
Uh-huh. Wow. So okay.
And then you keep going. And usually you can clear 10, 12 trapped emotions. You can go through and clear a series. And okay. then give yourself a break. And it's important that you be hydrated through this.
Okay. And so do you notice a difference? Like if you decide to do this, you know, so you've got something going on. So say your left leg is hurting and you're like, okay, my left leg is hurting. Let's find out what's going on there. So you muscle test through it and you do as many layers as you want. Then does the pain go away? Or like, what's the outcome if you're going into this? What is your... Are you looking for ease? Does it just like make you feel better in the moment? What's the outcome?
So it's very, very different for everybody.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
You know, it's so, actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because usually what you do is, as you start and you set your intention, the first thing you do is on a scale of one, you select the number where the pain or the trauma is impacting you. So okay. as you go uh-huh. through, then you do a check-in uh-huh. and see if it's gotten any less. And sometimes uh-huh. you can only release like 10 to 12 or 8, depending on the impact of that energy that you've released.
I see. Okay.
But generally, your body tells you, like when I've been working with a friend who has lupus. Uh-huh. And so our intention was not to clear her lupus.
Sure,
it was
sure.
to reduce the fallout from the medication and the lupus. And sometimes mm-hmm. she would have such a big headache, or she was so unfocused, or she couldn't move her body. And so we would do that, and she could feel it. Uh-huh. She could feel immediate impact. She could move her body. Her muscles were a little bit looser. She was more clarity. For me, most of the time, mine is not immediate. Like just recently, I was doing some meditation, and the phrase popped up. It's I release all past lives stories of poverty. So I went, oh, no wonder. It doesn't matter what I clear, how many times I try to clear these money blockages. It's not, this, it's just not sticking. So then I started clearing. It took me probably 30 times, 30 different cycles through to release. And then each time I released, I could feel it. And as I release the big ones, for me, what happens is the hair on my arms stand up. Yeah, I feel like I'm vibrating. So you know what I'm talking about.
I do, and, yeah, because I think like tuning into the physical sensation, I think that with any trapped emotion, when you can let the trapped emotion go by whatever method, and you know, for everybody listening, there are a lot of different methods to do this, but when that clicks, I get a distinct physical feeling as well. And I know it's, you know, it's so true that every single person is different and everyone would experience this in a slightly different way. But the message to our audience is that this is really powerful stuff. Like, it's all about energy, and there's a lot that we can do with energy to feel better and, you know, work more effectively. And I mean, it can affect so many things. I mean, everything in life.
Absolutely. And I mean, even if you don't find that immediate, like you think, okay, nothing happened. It is happening. It's just your body resolves itself. And perhaps it takes you a little bit longer. Perhaps like you, you all of a sudden you really need a nap because your body is saying, I really need to settle in with this.
You know, I've had things that I have been working on where I'll have a particularly big release. And, you know, for me, sometimes the release is I cry, or I feel something very intense physically, or, you know, or maybe I make some statements that are very powerful. But sometimes for me, it can take days before all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, I feel different now. But it is all happening in the background. Yeah, it's so powerful. Oh my gosh, we are just like blowing through our time here. I could talk about this kind of stuff all day. It's just, it's so fascinating. And so what else, any other things that you would like to share with our audience in the next, you know, 5 minutes?
So two other tools that I highly recommend that I do myself is I journal. So I have my little journal book here. It's always a unique book I pick because it speaks to me. And, you know, 5 minutes a day, you know, can change your whole outlook. If someone, one of your audience needs a journal because they're not quite sure how to do it, I've got some free journal prompts on my website. They can download them, start journaling today. And the other thing is meditation.
So meditation's so powerful.
You know, it's, and there's so many kinds of meditation. YouTube has lots of free meditations. Find one. There are tools that, I mean, I'm sure you regularly suggest different meditation tools.
Yeah, I am big into meditations. I actually also, I put out a free guided meditation every Friday, just a short one that's on my website. And I, one of the things people have heard me say this before on this podcast is I don't believe that you have to be sitting in a lotus position to meditate. Like, you can meditate in all kinds of different ways. So I always have to add that in there for anyone who's like, oh, meditation, no thanks. Like, well, you can probably find a way to do it that would work for you, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It that's is. So great.
So those are, that's kind of there. That's my favorite library of tools. And I hope one of them resonates with your audience, or they can feel free to reach out and, you know, if they want to talk to me about something, then like you, I love talking about, you know, about tools that can help us heal ourselves.
Yeah, healing ourselves. And just the way that I look at it is just make life more fulfilling. You know, why not? Like, I think it's so easy to be on autopilot and just kind of go along and not even pay attention to any of this. And when you pay attention to it, it's just like, things are better. Things are easier. You just feel more joyful at the core. At least that's been my experience.
Well, and you're kinder to yourself and kinder to other people.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the, you know, to me, I talk about it as being centered. It's like when I'm centered, then everything else is easier, because then I can be in a stressful situation, but something that might have triggered me in the past, I won't react because I'm like, oh, I'm centered. So I can just say, huh, interesting that that's happening, without actually getting in there.
Yeah. I so agree. And just one tiny little thing. The thing about the healing and the emotion code is that, and you brought this up just now, is that you don't actually have to dig into the actual trauma that happened. Sometimes it happened to you and you're not even aware because you inherited it or absorbed it. But even though something, like you might hit an emotion that says, yeah, I know what that's about. You don't have to dig into it. You can release it without reliving it.
Yeah. And that's a really good thing, because a lot of people would be like, I don't want to feel that, you know, I don't want to feel all that again, or feel that, you know, be conscious that I'm feeling that. Being able to release things, it's like the process of letting go.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So any last piece of advice, piece of information, anything else you'd like to say to our audience before we sign off?
I just wanted to thank you again, Maria, for giving me this opportunity to talk about one of my favorite topics. Because I'm not a healer coach, I'm not surrounded, I'm not in a community of other people who do this beautiful work. So when I get the opportunity to, you know, let my enthusiasm fly, and learn from women who do that work with other people, or men, you know, it's, I'm so grateful.
Oh, well, we're so happy to have you on here, Paulette. Thank you so much for giving us insight into all of the tools that you use and for giving us all this wonderful information.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of Mind Clock clocking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindclock.com and let's silence it. Thanks, and have a great week.